Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, some of the women credited with bringing more than Saxon romance to R&B. One of the newer voices to join this group of soul singers is 25-year-old India RE. She has released her debut CD, Acoustic Soul. NPR's Elizabeth Blair prepared this profile.
The first single from India RE's new album is called Video, and the lyrics are not typical R&B.
Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
Writing that song, having it released actually, has shown me that there are so many people who think that way. I meet different women of all ages who say, I'm 36 years old and I always had a problem with my shape and I never felt comfortable, but this song right here, I feel like it's talking about me.
I'm not the average girl from your video. My worth is not determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I will always be.
India RE's Shot It videos that are more about TNA than music is an important statement to be made right now, says journalist William Jelani.
One of her virtues, I think, is that she's able to bring music to the table that's different from what we've heard, and also to bring a critique upon some of the things that we've heard before. Because in the song Video, she's really singing in response to some of the more crass and misogynist and materialistic themes that we've seen in pop music and in hip hop.
Am I less of a lady if I don't wear pantyhose? My mama said a lady ain't what she wears but what she knows. But I've drawn the conclusion it's all an illusion. Confusion's the name of the game. A misconception, a mass deception. Something's gotta change.
India RE was born in Denver. Her dad played professional basketball for the Denver Nuggets, and she played tenor sax in high school. When she was 13, she moved to Atlanta with her mom. She says growing up, her favorite musicians were Bonnie Raitt, Bill Withers, and above all, James Taylor.
The clarity, you can hear what he's saying, and the sound of the guitar just resonated with my heart for some reason. The sincerity, like the heartfelt nature, that's soul music to me. The sincerity with which someone makes their music makes it soul music. Not the color of that person or anything, it's the sincerity.
She is 25, spent over half of her life, so afraid to speak her mind. It's such a shame, 'cause oh, what a brilliant mind she has. She's been introduced to confidence.
India RE picked up the guitar 5 years ago and started writing songs. Soon she was performing at open mics and helped found a local musicians collective in Atlanta. She landed a slot on the second stage at Lilith Fair and started getting some offers from record labels. RE says she settled on Motown because the label guaranteed her complete artistic control. But she says she also wanted to write songs that were radio-friendly. Learning to combine her acoustic guitar-driven songs with contemporary R&B studio production was a challenge. She says that's why the record took her 2 years to finish.
I had never done this before where I took my songs that I wrote on guitar and produced them. And so as I started to see very quickly that just anything wasn't gonna work. So I had to search and learn how to ask the right questions, learn how to communicate, and all that stuff that I didn't have to do when I was just playing guitar in the park.
Promises are promise in my eyes. Can't say you're gonna just to compromise. The very thing that keeps two hearts intertwined. Promises are promise you can't deny.
So far, India RE is getting radio airplay on some black stations, some alternative stations, and she's getting good reviews. But journalist William Jelani says to be commercially successful, she'll need to find her audience.
I think it depends on how well she's able to get her message across and how well the people at Motown are able to connect her with her niche. But she, I think there are a lot of people out there who want to hear what she has to say.
India Arie's already gotten support from one of her heroes, Stevie Wonder, who called her to congratulate her on her new record.
And he's told me that I was very gifted, and he liked the fact that my writing was very visual. And he said, but I need to talk to you about Brown Skin. He says it's going to be a very big hit.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is.
Brown skin. And I told him I was nervous about everything. He said, don't be nervous. You have work to do with your music. You know, there's some very misguided people. And I didn't say anything. And he said, you know that already.
Where are your people from? Maybe Mississippi or Ireland. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss. Your licorice.
India Arie says she's never been tempted to write songs about sex set to a heavy beat. But she does want to make people feel good.
When I say feel good, I'm talking about the heart. And that's the difference. It's about healing the heart. The other music feels good to other parts of the body. You know what I'm saying?
For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair in Washington.